This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is the Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Be inspired indeed. Of course, it's that time of the day, that time of an hour. The Father's Love Show, of course, on 7 to 9. K-Pulpit, this beautiful Wednesday. I'm so excited. Oh, you know, when it gets to be Wednesday, I get so excited. Welcome to the show. Looking forward to a wonderful time together with you, especially after an awesome life-transforming Passover. I had a blast, and I trust that you had an awesome time as well as we celebrated the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was awesome.
How can it not be awesome? I mean, we're celebrating the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. We're celebrating when the Lord Jesus paid it all for us on the cross. Come on, we were supposed to be punished the way he did. But guess what? He said, I love you so much. I'm going to take this one for you. How can you not celebrate that? You know, please don't get me started. Because I'm just thinking now, and he says, cast your cares upon me and I will take care of them. Listen. We have a friend who sticks closer than a brother. His name is Jesus, ready to carry all our burdens. We don't have to carry them ourselves. This is me, Bongani Msibi, saying good day wherever you are listening to the Father's Love Show. On this beautiful day, the 20th of April, 2022. Can you believe it that it is the 20th today on this beautiful Wednesday in Cape Town, sunny Wednesday in Cape Town. It's a bit hot outside, and we are grateful and thankful to the Lord for this day that he has made for us to rejoice and to be glad. And today we're promising you to have a beautiful and a powerful show. On the Father's Love Show, where we say there's a solution to all that you're going through, and it's found in the Word of God. And today, tell you what, we're going international. We are going all the way
we
to
are
the net.
Listen.
We have imported two lovely people to come and speak to us all the way from the Netherlands, Amsterdam, in Germany, right? Is it in Germany?
No.
Not in Germany. Netherlands. Oh, it's Netherlands. Netherlands is Netherlands.
Netherlands, yes.
Hey, Bongani. Netherlands is Netherlands. It's not Germany. Hey, where did I get that from? Anyway,
no,
you know, we have Jantine and Peter with us. So after this beautiful song by Benjamin Dube, Jehovah is your name. Tell you what, we're going to be talking about righteousness by faith and not through works. I can't wait. Lindiwe, are you excited?
Very much excited indeed.
Righteousness by faith and not through works. We have Jantine and Peter after this beautiful song by Benjamin Dube, Jehovah is your name. You're on the Father's Love Show, 7 to 9 a.m., your daily companion.
That's right, the Father's Love Show on the radio, K-Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
So, why are you laughing at yourself? What's going on?
My mind is all over. Let me bring everything here. Yes, that was an awesome, beautiful song by Benjamin Dube. Jehovah is your name. Indeed, he is. Jehovah is his name. I'm so excited for just today being, you know, in this place at this time with this great people that we're going to be listening to this afternoon as they share the word of God, rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm telling you, there's no way that you receive the truth and your life remains the same. So you better sit back. I trust that you have your notebook, your Bible, and your cup of coffee, whatever that you fancy to drink at this time of the day, and you are ready to receive. I'm telling you, allow the seed. The Bible says the word of God is the seed. So allow the seed, you know, to enter into your heart, because I believe that your heart is indeed a good ground this morning, this afternoon. And I know that your life will be transformed. Before I waste any time, because I know that I'm, you know, taking time for our guests this afternoon. As Bongani said this afternoon, that we've got guests from Caris Bible College in Netherlands. We have Peter and Jantin this afternoon who are going to share the word of God with us this beautiful afternoon. I'm so excited. I don't know about you, Jantin. Yes. I'm so excited, and I'm so excited to hear what you and Peter have in store for us for this beautiful afternoon. So you can go ahead and share.
Okay, well, I'm going to dive right into it, because I have a lot to share.
Yeah.
Little time to do it. We're going to talk about righteousness through faith, not through works of the law. Mm-hmm. It's a gift we receive by believing and not by working for it. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite scriptures is Romans 3, verses 21 to 24, which really sum it up. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That's just powerful scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I always have a bit of a problem with the word righteousness, because I'm thinking, what does it really mean? It's such a Christian term that we use a lot. So I dived into this, and righteousness in the Bible, the Greek word is dikaios.
Mm.
And it means being acceptable to God, being as you are meant to be.
Mm.
And well, being acceptable and as you're meant to be like God, because He created man in His own image. And, you know, when you look at what is God's standard of righteousness, then that brings me actually to the Ten Commandments, which maybe kind of makes people feel a bit cringy, like, ooh, but that is thou shalt not.
Mm.
But if you look at the Ten Commandments, it's all about loving God and loving another.
Mm.
Because when you keep these things, then you're just being loving to your neighbor. And I think the commandments just show how God is. He is loving, because He would never break these.
Mm.
So this is His standard. This is who He is. And this is how we were meant to be, loving others, not hurting, but loving others.
Mm.
And Jesus also told us, when He was asked by a Pharisee, which is the great commandment in the law, where He said, you know, love your God, in Matthew 22, verses 36 to 40, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So there's great importance in loving others just as much as you love God. And but that just shows how God is. And well, even if we have bad thoughts, like if you see a beautiful woman as a man, and you're thinking, ooh, I want her, even that, you know, is actually not the standard of God.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at being a human's, we cannot live up to being like God in the state we are in now because of what Adam and Eve did. But Jesus went on to restore this for us. And in Romans 3, verse 23 says, you know, there's no difference. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. So we all need saving, becoming righteousness, living up to the way God is through Jesus. And one of my favorite verses is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. And Jesus, He took all the unrighteousness, and God punished that on the cross. And we got His righteousness in return. It's a divine transaction. And that takes place by you believing, receiving what Jesus did by believing. In Romans 4, verse 3, we can read about Abraham. Because Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
Mm.
And Paul also says in Romans 4, in verse 23 and 24, Now it was not written for his sake alone, that it was imputed to him, the righteousness, but also for us it shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. Now that accounted for righteousness, the Greek word is logizomai, and it's a banking term, an accountancy term.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if you have a wallet full of sin and Jesus had a wallet full of righteousness, he just said, give me what is in your wallet, all the sin, and I'll give you what is in my wallet, all the righteousness. Mm. So that's, I call it the divine transaction.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we get this? Well, that is through belief. That's the only thing that we can do to receive this gift, is believe that he did this.
Mm.
And Jesus was clear about this.
Yeah.
When he was walking around on the earth, in John 3, verses 14 through 16, there he talks about Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so, the Son of Man, he referred to himself, he lifted up that whoever who believes in him should not perish, but mm-hmm. have the eternal life. And he repeats it because he says, for God so loved the world, and this is the famous verse everybody knows, that he gave his only begotten Son, mm-hmm. that whoever believes in him should not perish.
Mm.
And he also points it out in John 6, verses 28 and 29, when people asked him, what shall we do that we may do the works of God? And then Jesus answered to the people, saying, this is the work of God, that you believe in him who he sent.
Mm.
And yeah, there's so many scriptures in the Bible that just tell us that through faith in Jesus that we receive, and not through working on our own.
Mm.
It's all about believing, and not you earning the righteousness, becoming or trying to be good enough for God.
Mm.
Another example is in Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves.
Come on.
It's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
Mm.
We can't boast in our own works. We can boast in Jesus, because he did the work for us.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, this is amazing. I'm taking notes like frantically, like, you know, like nobody's... I'm getting all excited, Lindy, we're here. Yeah. Let me not waste so much time and just give to Peter. I know that you also want to say your piece about this topic that we are talking about, righteousness by faith and not through works.
Yes, of course. Because everything is given us by faith and by believing in the word of God. So that's the main issue to get righteous.
Mm.
And so we know that now... sin has no dominion over us.
Come on.
And we have now a new law, the law of grace. So the problem we have with the grace is that people could think, well, now we can do everything we want. But that's not the issue, because it's a new law given by Christ in John 13, verse 34. He said there, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. And we know in other scripture that if you love one another, that's a fulfillment of the law. And if you love God, but it's also normally if you repent, then God is living in you, so loving God cannot be an issue anymore. And so the new law we have in Christ is just to love one another. That's the main thing. And to change the law from the law of Moses to the law Christ has given, there has to be many things changed. So that's according to the Hebrews, that Jesus is now our high priest. He entered the tabernacle in the heaven with his own blood, the blood he shed on the cross. And that's the task he has given. That's what why he's becoming a man here on earth. And since he died, we just remembered that last week.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's resurrected. And by this resurrection, he's now the Son of God.
Mm.
And he is now high priest, not as a priest of the Levites.
Mm-mm.
We know that that's not possible because Moses just get a law and said, only Levites may work in the tabernacle, may serve as the people and God as a priest and as a high priest. Only the family of Aaron may fulfill that function. So how could Christ become that function and get... And that's why in Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 5, so also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, and we know that it was God, his Father, you are my son, today I have begotten you. And he also says in another place, I know that's in Psalm 110, you are a priest forever. So the death is not come to an end to the priesthood of Jesus. No, and eventually it started. It's a starting point because he's risen from the dead. And then God says, you are a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. And that's the priest Abraham meet in Genesis 14.
Yeah.
And we know that Melchizedek has no parents, so it's just like in the Hebrews it says that he's like God. We don't know much about him, but we do know that Abram has to give Melchizedek the tenth of the tithes. So we know that Melchizedek is more than Abraham, because Melchizedek blessed Abraham. So the greater blesses the lesser. And so we see in the Old Testament there is always a path to a high priest that's not just temporary, that's go from father to son, but the high priest, what the Son of God, just once for always has anointed our sins. So if we believe that, then we know that that our righteousness with God is coming to true. So it's always exciting to read that in the scriptures.
And
I'm always think that what the works of Jesus is so much greater that we don't have to edify it. Everything he does, so our works is not compelling, is not adding anything, and that's the problem for us because we are mostly in churches and some Christian, that we want to say to another, you have to do this or you have to do that, you have to do something on Sunday, and in this day you have to pray for that. And we make laws, not the law of Moses, but our own laws. And that's the problem, because it's turning into a religion. And we have to do nothing. We can just rest in the works of Jesus. And that's I think, it's the best we have ever had in our lives. So, yes, that makes me excited. It's a better covenant. It's better promises from Jesus. And he's a better high priest than Aaron ever could be. And yes, his sacrifice is just once for all times.
Come on.
And for everybody who believes in him, it's working. And there's also in Hebrews that even if you have a sin, if you have done something wrong, and you know everybody is gonna make mistakes and gonna have sins, but if you go to God, it's as if he doesn't remember. He doesn't remember our sins, and that's the strength of this priesthood. That no matter what you do, it's in your body. It's not important. If you do something in the spirit, then he can bless you and he will edify you. And that's the difference. So the things we do in our body is of lesser importance than the things we do in the spirit, and that's very exciting. And I think that's the reason why we go to read the Bible and to go to college, just to edify it in this message. And when you have an old covenant and you have old wineskins, and now we have a new covenant, and now we renew ourselves and we renew in the Spirit so God can use us, and he has works for us ready to for us to walk in them. So I think that's the reason why we're here in Cape Town.
Amen.
There are works here where we want to follow through, but that's our works in the Spirit, not in our body.
Amen.
That's the difference.
Amen.
So,
Wow, this are so much, you know, beautiful and exciting news. You know, this is what we call gospel, Lindy. Mm-hmm. Gospel is good news. This is the good news.
It's good news.
It's good news that, you know what, we don't have to work,
to earn.
Mm-hmm. You understand? Jesus did it all on the cross. That is why he seated at the right hand of the Father. That is why, you know, in the old tabernacle of Moses, there is no chair in the Holy of Holies. You know, the priest, because the priest needed to come back. But in the tabernacle of our Lord in heaven, which Jesus, our Lord and Savior, entered once and for all.
Yes.
You know, he's seated. He's seated because it is finished. The work is done. I don't need to do anything to earn. Mine is to receive that which is already done. Listen here. Don't you change that dial. We are still here on the Father's Love Show with Bongani and Lindy. And of course, Gentine and Peter are here. Here's Helen, Bread of Life. That's speaking of Jesus. Come on now.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7-9 a.m.
Of course, where else can you be except the Father's Love Show on this beautiful Wednesday? If you are joining us, I'm telling you, you'll miss out. But I'm so glad that you can listen to us even tomorrow night around 10 o'clock. Yes.
Yebo.
And also the podcast, which will be posted a bit later.
On
and
Friday.
I'm telling you, you're going to be, you know, your life will be transformed. Your life will be changed for the better. We are talking about the righteous, you know, righteousness by faith. That this righteousness, you don't have to earn it. You don't have to work for it. But you receive it by believing.
Come on.
How amazing is that? That Jesus has already done all the work. All you have to do is to receive
walk
that which Jesus has already given to us. And I love the fact that when Gentin spoke about, you know, giving a description of what is being righteous or the righteousness in terms of the Bible. And she talked about, you know, being acceptable to God. Meant to be. I mean, come on, you are meant to be righteous. So as you are sitting there at home, know that you are the righteous, you know, the righteousness of God. As you believe in Jesus Christ, you are righteous. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to earn it. Jesus has already done that, because that's what the word says, that he became sin that we may become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm having a good time. I mean, I'm here writing down, you know, receiving everything that Gentin and Peter are talking about today as we are speaking about righteousness by faith. And I trust that, you know, with the remaining few minutes of the show, you're going to be blessed. Your life will be changed. You're going to, you know, be transformed by the word of God, because there's no way that you receive the word and your life remains the same. So I'm going to, you know, give it back to them as they continue to share. What is this righteousness? You know, why are we righteous and all that? So I know that your life will be transformed for the better. So if you guys can, you know, continue and share what God has laid in your hearts for this afternoon. Over to you, Gentin.
Yes, well, about being the righteousness of God, once you believe, then you are made like him. We're like sons and daughters of the King. We're of royal breeds.
Come on.
Royal blood is running through our veins.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 1 John 4, verse 17 says, because as he is, so are we in the world.
Yeah, but.
That's crazy if you think about it, that we are like him in this world because he lives in us. And when you're the righteousness, he can stay in you. In the old covenant, he couldn't stay in people. It was just temporarily. And now he's he abides in us forever. And that's just amazing.
You don't have to earn it.
Yeah.
It's just free. Only receive it by faith, and it's free. You don't have to do anything. It's every time when you are sitting down at home, when you receive it, when you believe it, and that's the grace what that God's given us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the grace that God has given unto us. You know, as you are saying, it's free. You know, some people are listening right now, Peter and Gentine. They're thinking, that's just too good to be true. I mean, what could motivate God? That's not the God that I grew up knowing.
Yeah, hey,
you know, that's not a God I grew up being accustomed to. Because you guys, the way you're putting it, you know, you're making Christianity easy.
Yes.
And you're making religion look very difficult. Because now what I'm picking up right now is that whatever that we've been doing to try to end this thing, you know, it's very difficult. Because I mean, we've been trying, man. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, the things that I needed to do, you know, looking at the Ten Commandments. I mean, the Bible says, in fact, that the whole law. I mean, I think it's about 166 or so. You know, it says it's 160 or 366 somewhere there. You know, where it says if you break one, you've broken all of them.
Yes,
all of them. Yes.
And Jesus came and fulfilled everything. And then for me, it's just belief, Peter and Gentile. And then I receive?
Yes, but we receive because when we are converted, it's just like ourselves. We die.
And we die to self.
We die to ourselves, yes. I think baptism is a great example of it.
Yeah.
You go into the water, it's meaning that your flesh is going to die.
Mm.
You have to die to get resurrected by the faith of Jesus so that you live a new life.
Mm.
And that's the key. So it's not that your old life is just trying to do the new things,
mm-hmm.
but you have to die and then resurrect in Jesus so that you have a new life in faith, and then you have, sin has no dominion over you.
Amen.
And then you have the new law, because we are not lawless, but we have the new law of love one another, as I have loved you, said Jesus, and so fulfilling his law. So it's not completely doing nothing. We have to love each other, and we have to take care of each other.
Amen.
Yeah.
Exactly what I wanted to intend. Now that I'm righteous, then what? Now that I know that I'm righteous, and you know, I've accepted and I've received it freely, so what are the things that I need to do right now?
Or you just need to renew your mind, because
amen.
You become a new creation.
Mm-hmm.
On your outside, you're still the same.
Yeah.
When you accept Jesus, you look the same. Your emotions might not have been changed, but inside the spirit is renewed.
Come on.
And you need to get to know the new you,
mm-hmm.
that is spirit. And Jesus said, spirit is spirit and flesh is flesh. And flesh, that's the combination of your body and part of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't feel the spirit. You have to look into the word, read the word,
uh-huh.
and really accept this as God's word.
Mm.
If he says you are justified, you are justified.
Yes.
It's actually arrogant to say, oh no, I'm still a worm. I'm a worm saved by grace. No, he's telling you, you're a new creation.
Mm.
You're reborn into the image of God. That is in your spirit. Wow. So when you look in the mirror of the Bible, because the Bible actually is a mirror that shows you who you really are in the new creation.
Mm-hmm.
And the fun thing is, when you become the new creation, you don't want to sin anymore. I sometimes use the example of before you were a pig who loves to roll around in the mud. You know, and you can see that as sin. Like, oh, that's okay. I like it. No problem. You had them with it. And once you get reborn, you become a sheep of the good shepherd. And
then
when you fall into the mud, because that can happen, you know, you can still do things that are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Then somewhere on the inside, because of your new creation you are, you're thinking, oh, I'm not comfortable in the mud anymore. You want to get out. So you still make mistakes, but you're not comfortable with it anymore. There's a change in you. You don't want to live in sin or do the things that are not good for you. It's by accident, you start to live more holy when you have this new spirit in you than you did before by trying to keep the law.
Mm.
And the law stirs up sin. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly in English.
Yeah.
But the more you try to keep the law, even if you're renewed in your spirit, you just want to break it more. It's like, okay, I'm going to not eat chocolate for a while.
For a while.
But, oh, then the chocolate in your head becomes big and more tasty than ever. Or, come you know, on. Don't press the red button. Then yeah. The red button becomes bigger. You wanna yeah, do something yeah, about it. Yeah. It stirs up sin. And just look in the mirror of look at Jesus. Because the way Jesus was in this world, this is who we are, this new creation.
This is who we've become.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, so look at him and don't look at yourself. You really have to stop looking at yourself and the things you do. Look at what Jesus did and how what he is like, because you are like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We are made in his That's image cool. again.
Great.
I tell you, I love the Lord, Lindy. I love the Lord. Just hearing this, I love Jesus more. I love God more. I love his grace more. I love his love more.
Yes.
You know, that his That's love is so, it's so unconditional. Mm. The Bible tells us that whilst I was still a sinner, yet Jesus died for me.
Yes.
You know, he did not wait for me to be perfect. And what makes me think that right now I need to be perfect for him.
Yeah.
He did not wait for me to be perfect before he died for me. This is what I'm getting, you know, from what you guys are sharing with us today. And what better way to celebrate this than to bring in Lionel Peterson, who would say, I love you, Lord. Because I think this is a moment, Lindy, where we just lift up our hands and just praise him. Just lift up our hands and just thank him. After this song, we're going to share our final words. Here's Lion Peterson. I love you, Lord. This is so awesome, guys.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
As Lindo would say, yep, you have heard it right. You are on the Father's Love Show. Unfortunately, time is not on our side as usual, man. When you're having fun, when you're having a good time in the presence of the Lord, time just flies. Gentine, your final words, ma'am.
Yes. I was thinking, you know, sometimes when people, they turn to Christ and they start believing him and then they fall into sin. And they think, once I'm a believer, I should know better.
Mm.
And what about what I'm doing once I'm saved? What about those sins after my salvation?
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to encourage people with Hebrews 10 verse 10. Which says, by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Come on.
And that means Jesus' punishment on the cross was atonement for all sins, past, present, and future. And you know, you were future when he did this wonderful work at the cross and raising from the dead.
Come on.
So all your sins, even the ones you might commit now, they're under the blood. They're just wiped away by the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That's so liberating, Peter. Your final words, sir.
Well, I thought of the works. The people want to do something, and that could be a problem. And I think that in Ephesians 2, at verse 10, there's a verse that gives us insight in what works really are.
It's,
for we are his workmanship.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so great. Created in Christ Jesus. That's the key. That's the main issue for good works. But now comes it, which God prepared. It's not works that you want to do.
Mm.
No,
sure.
God had prepared the works, and then beforehand that we should walk in
walk
it. And
in
beware
it.
On his time. Don't run ahead. But on his time,
come on.
Do the works he had prepared for you.
Sure. Lindy.
Yeah, such truth.
This is so beautiful,
receiving.
Eh?
Yes.
I'm telling
such
you.
Such truth. And I'm telling you, when you receive such truth, there's nothing that is holding you back. You are set free from anything that was holding you back. And I love the fact that this righteousness, you don't have to work for it. You don't have to hustle for it.
Come on.
Like we're talking in our day and age language, no hustling for it. Jesus, you know, paid it all on the cross for you.
Yes.
You just have to walk on this. And I love, this is one of my favorite scripture, Ephesians 2 verse 10, that, you know, we are recreated in Christ Jesus for good works that, you know, God prepared beforehand. The only thing that we need to do is to walk in this life that has already been given
Amen.
To us. Grace has provided, by faith we receive.
Grace has provided people, by faith we receive it. We are His poetry.
Yes.
You know, we are His poetry. Another translation says, created in Christ Jesus. You know, poetry, you know, there's a poet that writes the poem. And then poetry is when you act out the poem. So the only thing that we need to do is to act out that which God has already prepared for us beforehand. If God has prepared it for us beforehand, we just need to walk in it. And I like the fact that you quoted Hebrews where it says Jesus entered once and for all sins, past, present, and future sin. No wonder the Bible also in the book of Hebrews says, you know, the worshippers, I think it's Hebrews 9, it says the worshippers once purified, they will have no more the consciousness of sin. Because you don't need to have the consciousness of sin or think about sin because we are forgiven, you know, and we just need to walk righteously and renew our minds by the word of God and discover the things that Jesus has already attained for us. And then when we discover that, Hebrews 4, you know, verse 12 says, you know, we're going to enter the rest. How do we enter the rest? For the word of God is active and is alive and is sharper than a double-edged sword. You know, it pierces through to a dividing of the soul and spirit, the joints and marrow, and it searches the hearts and the intents of men. Tell you what, when you walk in accordance to the word of God, when we love the word of God, we're going to enter this rest. You're going to see that Christianity is easy, religion is difficult. We are talking about righteousness through faith or by faith, you know, not by our own works. Gentine, Peter, thank you so very much, and travel safe back home tomorrow to the Netherlands. Our regards to the families, our regards to the college there, and tell them that we love them so much. And we pray that may God continue to bless you and keep you and smile towards your direction as He causes His grace to abound upon your life.
Thank you.
God
thank
bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Lindy, it is time for us to pack up.
I don't like this time.
Yeah, but at least the radio is not off. I mean, Radio K-Pulpit continues to broadcast a daily companion, because at the top of the hour, Gilmer is coming with the news, and after that, Leif Stale. So don't you change that dial. This is a better companion. There's no any other friend like this one.
I mean, come on.
Come on. Don't you change that dial. Till next time, same place, same time. Bongani and Lindiwe.
Signing out.
Cheers. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.